Time for Morning Conversation. And we have on the line the mayor of Britt, Mr. Ryan Arndorfer. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Mark, good morning.
And this is such a fun event every year, 122 years now. The Hobo Convention has been going on, and of course, it's so important for Britt. And you kicked off last night. Tell me about the golf cart parade.
Yeah, so last night was, probably the fourth or fifth year of the golf cart parade. Always fun, you know, we invite folks to bring their golf carts up. We even had a couple, Gators or UTVs, whatever you want to call them this year. And, you know, people decorate them up and drive around. We had some great USA and America decorations. We had some hippies dressed up in their 70s gear with some giant sunglasses on their golf carts. So it was a lot of fun.
And then today you've got, among other things, Little Miss Britt in the City Park gazebo at 5:30 and the official fire lighting and four wind ceremony at 7.
Yeah, you know, Little Miss Britt's always fun because it gives the little girls a chance to be a princess. And so it's always a good time, and they like to do that. And probably one of my favorite things is the fire lighting tonight. So that is the official kickoff to the Hobo Convention, the fire lighting in the jungle. They salute the four winds, and they'll go right into stories and entertainment there in the jungle tonight.
And then tomorrow morning is the Hobo Memorial Service at 9.
Yes, also a really unique event. Those are, you know, the fire lighting and the memorial service are probably two of the more important things to the hobos that come to town. So tomorrow they'll have their memorial service, and they are going to be burying a couple of their family as well.
And I would say, too, being a native of Britt, as you are, that there's a special bond between the hobo contingent and the residents of Britt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Hobo Days really did something special for Britt and put Britt on the map, not just at the national level, but at the worldwide level. And every year, more and more people, you know, from the media or, you know, the Smithsonian was here a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. It just really brought some great recognition to our community. But those of us that have had the chance to get to know some of the hobos and those that have been coming for years, you're right, there really is, you know, a strong connection and a great friendship with those folks. And, you know, this year, one of the more notable and long-time coming folks, Redbird, is unable to be with us this year. And the number of residents who have reached out, you know, asking where Redbird is, how he's doing, it really shows how important those connections are to people.
Yeah, I remember being a kid and going down to the jungle and, of course, talking to steam train Maury Graham. And, you know, for a little kid, that's a big deal to be able to go and interact with people like that and just go down and listen to stories. Now, some of them might be adult stories, but you had those, and Fry Pan Jack and Virginia Slim and Pennsylvania Kid. I could just go down the line and how important those people. I mean, you almost looked up to them. You idolized them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am the same way as you, Mark. Steam Train Maury was always one of my favorites. Harmonica Mike. You mentioned Virginia Slim. Virginia Slim's still down in the jungle. You can go talk to him this year. There's a lot of those folks who have been coming for 30, 40 years. And to be committed to that kind of each year coming back, it's really impressive to me. And, you know, there's always the conversations about, should my kids go down to the jungle? I think absolutely. I mean, you're right. There's sometimes the occasional adult story that gets shared, but there's so many great connections with the kids down there. And if you do take your kids, make sure you stop and see Gypsy Moon and Dutch. I know they're giving away walking sticks to kids. So just lots of things to do.
See, yeah, a walking stick, that would be cool for a kid, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I got my first one from Steam Train Maury when I was a kid, and I kind of collect them today and have 10 or 12 that I've gotten from different hobos or bought on the hobo auction. Yeah.
Talking with Britt Mayor Ryan Arndorfer, and of course, you're also part of the Hobo Committee, and that's a fine collection of folks that make this thing run every year.
Yeah, you know, we have a really great group led by Amy Bachman, and we can't say enough how much Amy does for Hobo Days because, honestly, without Amy, it wouldn't happen. But we do. We have a great group of volunteers, and, you know, it's really kind of become a little family for us, too. And we kind of have it down to a practice of we know who needs to be what at what time, and it kind of just happens now. So we get to enjoy it more now than we did when we first started and we were running around in a frantic trying to figure out what to do. So
let's talk about some other highlights tomorrow night at 7. You're going to have Blacktop performing in town at Veterans Park.
Yeah, so they're a great band based out of the Des Moines area. They'll be up. They do a lot of covers and classic and pop rock and that kind of stuff. So they'll be a lot of fun. And right after their concert, Crazy Boy Coy is in town. He does juggling and all kinds of different stuff, stilts. But following the concert tomorrow night, he's actually going to do a fire show. So he'll be juggling fire and doing all that kind of stuff. So I think it'll be a really cool night tomorrow night.
And, of course, Saturday is the parade at 10 o'clock with the very deserving Grand Marshal, longtime business person, John Swenson.
Yeah, absolutely. And just a little note on the parade. Go online to Hobo Days and Museum on Facebook, because the parade route has changed just a little bit this year because of the construction on the Water Tower Street. It's on center there. So it's going to go over just a block at the end and go down past the hospital and the Summit House. So just a little bit of change to the route. We do definitely want to just remind everyone, too, that since we're going past the hospital and with their construction, the ER entrance, you know, is on that same street. So we just want to make sure that we don't have people sitting in their driveways or anything like that, too, just because they have to have access, you know, for emergency situations as well. So, but yeah, and John Swenson, a great choice for Grand Marshal. John's obviously been a huge staple of our community for generations, or not generations, but for decades. And, you know, with his store on Main Street as the fire chief, and he just really does a lot for the community. And I think if you've lived in Britt for more than a week, you know John.
This is true. And all kinds of things going on in the afternoon. You don't want to miss the toilet bowl races. You got to see the toilet bowl trophies. Followed by the kids' poodle pull. It's in the mid-afternoon. And then Rockland Road. Yesterday, I had the occasion to talk to Jamie Martin. So she'll be on in this time slot tomorrow. One of the people from Rockland Road, it's a family band.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're a great kind of country pop. They do a lot of the new country stuff. So we want to thank Tony Sense and Sense Seeds for sponsoring them and helping us bring them here, too. But, yeah, I'm really excited to see them. They seem like great people, too, in the conversations that we've had with them.
Yeah, she's real nice. So tomorrow at 8:10, you'll hear from her. And then, of course, you got wrap up on Sunday with the car show. Jared Wingert, of course, helps put that together. Huge asset to the community. And then other things going on wrapping up.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jared took over the car show a couple years ago and has really just, you know, really done amazing things with it. So always appreciative of his team and what they do for the car show and really a lot of cleanup on Sunday. So grateful to them. And of course, there's also the omelet breakfast that helps support the cheerleaders and the wrestling clubs. So great day on Sunday as well.
Ryan, thank you, and we'll see you around town.
Hey, sounds good, Mark. Look forward to it.
All right. That's Ryan Arndorf from Mayor of Britt talking about Britt Hobo Day, which is underway now through Sunday. For Ryan Arndorfer, I'm Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.